This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant, designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
But Fitzy, you were the rundown on email this morning. You were hot and bothered. Pitchers and catchers report. I don't know if you noticed. I got my Red Sox quarter zip on. I'm reporting for duty as part of Red Sox Nation.
Oh, my gosh. Have you been named an assistant coach or a junior trainer for the team?
I found out when you can be 5'7", the new third baseman, second baseman, shortstop, utility infielder. You know, height doesn't matter in baseball, baby. So I maybe still got a chance. So what?
Finally, a member of the Red Sox you can see eye to eye with.
Oh, that's hurtful.
Oh, come
well played.
On.
Caleb Durbin. What are you so excited about? Finished third. Comes from Milwaukee. Finished third in the Rookie of the Year voting. What do you like?
Right there. First of all, comes from a playoff team. Third in the Rookie of the Year voting. Now you might say, like, well, wait a second. They were willing to take Kyle Harrison and some other sort of like AAA bits and parts and whatever else to, you know, and it does kind of purge us now once and forever of anything associated with the Rafael Devers trade. So I appreciate that small notion of it. But he's been described as 80% Pedroia, which is 100% better than I'll probably see anywhere else in second or especially third base as well. Gamer, tough guy, dirt dog. Very good defensively. Yes, I understand the Red Sox infield right now kind of lacks the punch and the sock that you would want to see. But if you're going to win games with defense and you need to upgrade and put a little youth and you need to put some grit in your infield, this was a great pickup. They didn't like it's been mostly described in baseball circles as not a home run for the Brezbot, but a sneaky clutch gap double. And that's a score. That's a score for the Sox lineup. And like, and you didn't have to give up. You see how much they were asking for in Arizona for Ketel Marte? They wanted to open the conversation with Marcelo Meyer and Peyton Tolley. Blow it out your back door. Get out of here. Spit it out with your sunflower seeds. Zero chance the Red Sox should have given that much up.
Well, obviously, Marte's a better, much better player.
He's also 32. This guy's like 100%. A decade younger, practically.
Yeah, but I don't even know if this guy's a starting caliber player. So we do have Buster Olney's mock lineup here. He has Durbin playing third base and batting second right after Roman Anthony, which also, side note for Dan Ball, Roman Anthony, did everybody see the video of him jogging down in Fort Myers yesterday?
Is it still ginger?
I thought he had something in the pouch of his hoodie, but there was nothing in the pouch of his hoodie. That was all Roman Anthony that was bouncing around as he jogged around the outfield. Somebody hit the banquet circuit this winter. He was looking a little thick. Maybe he's trying to hit a little more power, Fitzy.
Wait,
I don't know.
Hold on. What are we talking like? Are we talking like
pooch
packed on?
There was a little chub bump bouncing up and down there. Well, there was maybe a little he took, something.
Hey, listen, he also did hurt his oblique. So, yeah. You know, it may not be quite as easy.
Now he can't find his oblique. It's buried. It's protected. He put on
it. Wow, look at you taking shots at the protection. Future of the Fenway franchise here.
Anyway, so Buster Olney's lineup, Anthony Durbin, Duran, Contreras, Abreu, Story, and then at second base, Marcelo Meyer and Narvaez, Rafaela. Do we like the infield now with Story and Durbin and Meyer and the whole thing?
Yes, except for one thing. I agree with several other people that are wondering out loud if Trevor Story has photographs of either John Henry or Craig Breslow's or Alex Cora's significant indiscretions of the past or something. How would this infield not be better? And, you can't upset Trevor Story. Don't move him off shortstop. You know, like, he's worked so hard to be there. He's going to get hurt or he's going to get tired with playing shortstop, which has a much greater range of defense than second base does. Your best infield would be anybody but Casas at first, Trevor Story at second, Marcelo Meyer at shortstop, and then Durbin at third. That would be the absolute best, but I still like the upgrade.
So you obviously have health concerns with both Meyer and Story, and I also just wonder if they're waiting for it to solve itself. It's just like you just said, Story could get hurt. Well, when Story gets hurt, Story gets hurt, Meyer moves over there, and maybe he never gives the job up, right? Like, that could kind of play itself out naturally.
It could, Andy. I do apologize. I think on behalf of myself and everyone on the show, we all forgot to take a moment for your feels, your thoughts, and prayers necessary for the departure of your guy, David Hamilton.
Yeah, I poured one out for my homie, a little bit on the rug, a little Miller Lite, when my wife was like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you pouring Miller Lite?
Yeah, D-Ham not going to win you any baseball games this year. I hope you guys are ready, though. You don't have him stealing your bases, coming off the bench. You need a pinch runner. Don't come crying to me come August or September when you need that kind of a player and he's not around anymore for you people to make fun of. But it is, you know, Red Sox season is starting. Like, the torch, the baton is kind of being passed here. They're kicking things off down in Fort Myers, and I'm sure we'll be talking to Dan Ball.
And it matches the way the Patriots ended their season. Thoroughly underwhelming.
Oh, we're going from one.
Wow.
Does Dan Ball like anything today? You want to rip the Celtics?
No, he's actually dressed in all black, so he must have been coming for a Boston sports funeral.
Hey, Team USA starts their pursuit of gold on Thursday against Latvia. Let's go there. Charlie McAvoy is an assistant captain. I'm fired up about that. Everything else, I don't really care.
At least you're a good American. You're still a good American. You're a bad New England sports fan. A lot of negativity, but at least you're still a good American.
Well, speaking of, as we just were, AI, that is Craig Breslow, and I saw him say this yesterday, and immediately my mind went to, they said it on Tuesday, and Alex Cora suggesting that this roster is much better than it was last year, and so I wondered why Craig Breslow is not willing to say the same thing.
Because Cora was capping when he said it, because if you look at this roster, I'll agree, pitching, you do look better on paper, but you're hitting, you don't look better. And the one question I want to ask when we get down there, Bresbaud or Cora, they do all the analytical things, right? They try to do it with Tristan Casas, is what is your projection of the production that Roman Anthony will have, in your opinion? Like, do you think he's a 30
plus? Well, Shime had the analytics the other day.
Yeah, the Zips model had it that he would hit 18 home runs this year. I would take the over on that personally, but that's what the Zips model has.
Yeah, I also think that the difference between Cora and Craig Breslow, and the reason that Cora was fine saying that, is think about what Cora had to deal with last year at this time. And what Breslow had to deal with at this time. Like, everybody was so hyped on Alex Bregman and the changes that were happening going into spring training, where Alex Cora knew he had to deal with Bregman and
Devers.
All the conversations were about how Devers looked overweight, et cetera, et cetera. Now you've got a roster of, whether it's Lou Maloney talking about Roman Anthony putting on pounds of muscle and looking great. I saw Bradfoe yesterday had put on X a video of Willy Abreu saying he's in the best shape of his life. Like, maybe it's what?
Nothing.
Oh, I thought you smiled at Curtis.
No, I didn't. Sometimes I do smile.
I'm on
Curtis,
edge.
But it's not.
So I just think, like, for Cora, it's probably a lot less of a headache going into the spring training than it was last year.
What do you want edge about?
I keep saying things that I want to take back.
Don't worry about it.
It's, I mean, listen, we all understand the pregnancy brain.
Yeah.
You've got that going on, so yeah. Don't worry
about
it.
I feel like there is some sort of a deferation. Like, we could probably create something with that. There should be a federation, deferation.
Yeah, same thing.
I mean.
Well, isn't there a word, deferential?
Right? Yes.
There you go. Boom.
None of us. Famously, for a while, they were known as the World Wrestling Defamation.
Somebody had that joke in my my notification.
I mean, at least you have an excuse. The rest of us, I mean, we have pregnancy brain all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
So at least you have.
You're almost there, though.
Yeah. So close. Yeah.
Have you enjoyed the whole entire process? Or no? That's interesting to me.
Yeah, I feel very blessed to be pregnant.
Correct. I'm not saying you wouldn't.
But it took us a while to get pregnant, and people have a very hard time getting pregnant. So I don't want to take it for granted. Just some women love being pregnant. I have not.
Really?
And it just, people say like the craziest things to you when you're pregnant. I don't know if it makes people uncomfortable. That might be it. But people just say things and you like
rude things?
Well, like I brought up like the make sure to get waxed. You look like you're going to pop one. Or like, oh yeah, you looked way bigger. You look way bigger than I thought you would. It's like, what? Or I got
it. I think it's people don't know what to say when you're introduced to somebody who's pregnant.
Yeah, but I got a DM from somebody the other day that was like, sure there aren't twins in there? And it's like, what are you talking about? Like,
well, maybe they think you look
great. What do you say when people say that?
I just say I spent a lot of money on this gut.
But yeah, so
I don't know. Maybe I'm assuming that probably there are women who are listening who have had the same experience where people say something and it comes off as rude, and they don't. No, the person doesn't know that it's going to be rude.
Yeah, and I don't say it in person. I just kind of laugh in person. But then after, I'm like, that was kind of a bizarre thing to say. I have an OB appointment today. Now we're at the every week time. So you go in every week where they check you. And
is that a post-pandemic thing that people's like filters are just gone? Or has that always been the case?
No, it's always been the case. I just won't say nothing to a pregnant lady. Like, I wouldn't say anything at all other than, hey, how you doing?
Right.
Well, how's it going?
Smart.
Yeah, I mean, what am I going to be like? Oh, you look big or you don't. Like,
there's just no reason.
There's nothing.
Yeah, there's no reason to say that. Reason. Yeah.
The only thing I might give you is you're glowing.
Oh, that's really nice. That's the perfect thing to say.
That's it.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Very interesting. Yeah, stay away from that.
Yeah, but I'm at the waddle stage, so I'm just like, every time I step up from this seat, it's like a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the good thing is, I mean, you know, you guys are very happy together. You could be in a Cardi B situation where you had a child with the guy, and then now it's breakup central. Although I can't tell if they really broke up or not.
I think
they did.
Yeah.
I don't know. She was doing an Instagram Live the other day, and she had his jersey on, or was that?
I don't remember.
Was that old?
I think that was old.
Might have been old.
Okay. Yeah, there are a few that keep circling that are old Cardi B lives.
Yeah.
It does appear that they are.
I feel like Christmas is going to be confusing.
Yes.
With all those kids.
You sent them all gifts. The thing that really let me know that they were done is when you had me see the video of them saying, hey, what would you say to Steph Diggs right before the game?
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. And she was like, because normally Cardi B would have been like,
we're going to win.
Yeah. Go here and, send Seattle to two.
Good luck.
Yeah, she was like, man, that was it. Good luck. All right. Wow, that's not a good look.
Yeah.
Well, with regard to the Boston Red Sox, you will get every game all season. The Red Sox play here on WEEI and on the Odyssey app. And we will do our best to get to the bottom of this roster and this Red Sox team and the expectation when we get down there. We're here next week, and then the following week we are in Fort Myers for nearly a week. And
big question right
there. We will talk to everybody. What's your
– like?
What do they have to do? So they're a wild card team last season.
Right.
We've talked about this a lot when it comes to the Patriots and exceeding expectations, and then your expectation next season – is raised. So where are you on this Red Sox? What's going to make you happy? And then I'll ask the savant over there. I'm
getting to the playoffs. I don't necessarily have to win the division, but show me that you're competitive and you're a playoff team all year long. Like, if you're always in the mix, maybe you're in the hunt for the division, but you miss it and you ultimately make the postseason. To me, that's what my expectations are with this team.
Curtis?
ALCS or bust.
Okay.
Wow.
Because you're in the playoffs last year, you got into the playoffs because of the added team. It wasn't that you had a better season in terms of playoffs. So this is going to be the last year of baseball for a bit, so I would hope they get to the ALCS because the lockout will be coming around the corner.
They're going to have to add something on offense, I would think, if you're, you know, or the that's why the other question we get down there is the production of what they believe guys like Abreu are going to be. You know, if Roman Anthony, to Chime's point, is projected to be an 18-home run guy, it's not really a lot of production.
Well, Alex Cora said is, or was that Lou who said that? I think Alex Cora said he has him leading off, which I don't know if that's what you're projecting for home runs. I don't know.
He wouldn't be there,
but whatever. And you're gonna, so he's hopefully he's gonna be healthy,
right?
Same with Marcelo Meyer. Yep, like right. I think it's reasonable to have an expectation on him now at this point.
Right, but I think the biggest thing that Bresbaugh told us, the most important piece, and we see it in Major League Baseball right now, are two things. Your pitching, which they've been able to, you know, strengthen that, whether it's the bullpen, whether you started pitching, like your closer is lights out, like you have that. But the other thing is home runs. Right? And David Ortiz, we had him on a couple years ago. It's all about home runs and hitting for power. Where's your power bat? You told us you wanted a right-handed power bat, and you missed in on Pete Alonso or whether it was a Kyle Schwarber. But like, where's your 30-plus home run guy? Who's your third and fourth hitter?
According to FanGraphs, the Red Sox are slated to have not a single person on their roster hit over 20 home runs.
Well, I bet Tristan Casas thinks he's going to hit 40 of them.
Yeah, I just hope he does it.
Well, I'd say I would. I mean, obviously, I would kind of maybe disagree with that a little bit because last year Story hit 25 and Abreu hit 22. I thought you were going to say 30, and I would have agreed with you. I'm like,
I believe it was FanGraphs that said this. I'll make sure.
Like, who's your 30? Like every team has it. So you look at the teams that are just in your division: Yankees, Judge, Toronto. Vlad Jr. Right? You start to, I don't know who the big stick in Baltimore is, but when you start. Oh, yeah, that's right. They got Pete Alonso. I'm sorry about that. So when you start to look, who's your big stick in Boston? Who's that guy that you could put a cleanup and say, okay, we need you to go out there? Who's your David Ortiz, your Manny Ramirez? Who's that guy when it comes to your power hitter?
You say they need to bring in a bolo?
Yes. Who, no, but honestly, though, like that's.
No, that is a concern.
Right.
I think it has to be a concern.
Like, I think Roman Anthony could hit for average. I think he'll get on base. You know, Jaron Duran the same way. Willie Abreu. I think all these guys will be good hitters when it comes to being able to get hits. But who's going to be that guy in the lineup that's going to be like, all right, well, it could be a bad day if we pitch to
Maybe
him.
It'll be the Durbinator.
Okay.
I mean,
and it was FanGraphs that said,
maybe
Drake,
it will.
He had 11 home runs last year.
Because Breslow was asked yesterday about FanGraphs saying that nobody will hit over 20 home runs, and he said, I don't think we can get overly caught up in public projections.
Right.
But that is the FanGraphs observation or prediction. No Red Sox player is projected to hit over 20 home runs.
The hope is, though, that guys take steps forward, right? Like, Sidon Rafael hit 16 last year. Hopefully he can get to 20.
Right.
A guy like Jaron Duran hit 21 2 years ago, hit 18 last year. Or, I'm sorry, 16 last year. You hope he can get to 20. A guy like Roman Anthony, you can hope get over 20. You're really kind of banking on these guys taking a step forward more so than any kind of guarantee of one big power stick.
But
so,
I could easily make the argument.
But you're built to rely on pitching. Like you have
100%.
Yes.
You have a fire number one, and you now have a legit number two.
Right.
So even a number three.
Yeah.
Like,
yes. And that's what you're.
And you have a great bullpen and an unbelievable closer. So, yeah, you're right about that. Maybe they're looking to win games where they don't need to hit home runs.
But does anybody believe Chapman will have a year as good or anywhere near as good this year? I mean, that was one of the great seasons in the history of Major League Baseball.
Right, maybe not as good, but he'll have I expect him to have a good season to be one of the top closers in Major League Baseball.
And do we think Trevor Story's going to hit 25 home runs again, or maybe he's going to suck?
He might get hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably where my head would be.
I
would count on like half that.
Yeah.
Right.
I could see Abreu hitting 20-plus home runs. He hit 22 last year. He seems like he would be the one guy, if I had to say that, because, yeah, you're probably right about Story because of the injuries he dealt with. But now I guess, Shime, the question is, so are you banking on, you know, four guys to hit 20-plus and not having that you know, one guy who can hit 30 plus home runs.
I'm surprised analytically when it comes to Roman Anthony. Like, if he's healthy, you're telling me he's not hitting 20 home runs?
Well, so it's interesting. FanDuel has his over under at 21, but like FanGraphs and Zips have it under 20.
Yeah. Maybe he's not known as a power hitter, Greg. You know, and I don't know what his, you know, like when he was in the minors, like what the book was on him. Was he known as a power hitter, or was he known for really more about getting on base?
Yeah.
If you're leading him off, if he's your leadoff hitter, then you think he's not really a power hitter, because you'd probably bat him third maybe if you felt like, okay, he can hit for power too. You wouldn't put your power bat at leadoff, right?
I think that their intention is to win based on pitching and defense, and Breslow said that.
Yeah.
Alex Cora said the roster is much better. Well,
the intention of the organization is to force a lockout so they get a salary cap. I mean, that's what they're doing. That's what they care about. Look at their offseason. They brought in a bunch of utility infielders. Like, you know what the Red Sox should really use? A third baseman with a little pop. Oh, wait, never mind. He's in San Francisco.
Don't you think it's an epic fail, Major League Baseball-wise, if they don't play next season?
Yes.
They
have finally started getting a younger audience.
Yes.
If they have a lockout, they are going to lose so many kids because kids will be on to the next. They cannot have one.
If you think you hate John Henry now, wait until how you feel about him a year from now.
Right, but the problem is the majority of owners do not want to keep handing out these 10, 12, 14-year contracts, and they're stuck on the hook for 6, 7, 8 years of paying guys ridiculous amount of money. They want what you see in basketball, what you're even starting to see in football, you know, 4, 5-year deals, and we'll give you a bunch of money. But we don't want to be, because we know you're going to be productive in those 4 or 5 years. 10-year deals, 12-year deals. Now, they're on the hook for Mookie Betts, who's got 6 years left, and he's not the same Mookie Betts.
A bunch of texters are like, Wiggy, Shohei is the leadoff hitter for the Dodgers. So you do have a power guy.
Okay. All right.
I think the idea is that when you hit first in the lineup, you get the most at-bats, and that's what they want.
Okay.
Because Roman Anthony is theoretically your best hitter, so you get him to the plate as much as humanly possible.
I didn't know Shohei was there. For some reason, I thought he hit third. I didn't know.
He's a tater machine.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, so 50 bombs.
Tater machine. Talk about missiles.
Is that something new? Maybe that's a new thing with the baseball, because
That wasn't the move when you were an all-city catcher out of East Boston.
Maybe the Yankees will start leading off Judge.
Did you hit for power?
I was a power hitter. I struck out.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I struck out.
Assabet Valley Little League.
My favorite was when you peed your pants in Little League and your mom said put some dirt on it.
It's really nice.
Well, my late mom, that was her advice to me.
Yep.
Poor thing. Her son's playing second base and pees his uniform.
I would have handed you a water bottle and say, pretend to have spilled it.
Well, see, you're going to make a great mom then.
Yeah.
Right.
But she said, just throw some dirt on it. Nobody will notice.
Yeah, I would have said, if peeing your pants is cool, then I'm Miles Davis.
After that, they were calling me Fire Hydrant Hill.
Oh, no.
That wasn't because of your shape. That was because of what happened to your pants.
I mean, talk about embarrassing moments.
Yeah, that is an embarrassing moment.
Now, did you?
But when you have to go, you have to go.
So it wasn't a nerves thing.
I don't care if you're a kid or you're an adult. I have the same thing happen to me now.
Right. Yeah, that's a growing problem.
But it wasn't a nerves thing that you peed your pants.
No, I just had to go. And I was stuck at second base.
Gosh.
That was where you were in high school, too.
Well, they moved me over from the hot corner because I couldn't handle it over there. So
second base is still good, though.
They Pedroia'd me.
Yeah, second base is still good. You're lucky they didn't move you to right field. That's where they stick the really bad
ball. Oh, yeah.
Right.
I had an issue when it came to turning, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Boston sports matter no matter where you are.
The Greg Hill Show keeps you connected to the city's teams wherever you're listening.
Follow and listen to the Greg Hill Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Sure. I don't know what we get out of trying to compare, a roster before we've played a game with one that finished a season. We're trying to build as competitive a roster as we can, and I think there's a lot of things that go into that. I think we're going to pitch really, really well. I think improve infield defense, and a lot of offensive upside. But to talk about it at this point, I'm not sure it does a lot of good. We're going to get evaluated based on how the season goes, and we understand that.
Clearly, obviously, a year ago you had Devers and Bregman, now you don't. And how do you feel you can replace that hitting?
Yeah, I don't know that you look to replace one for one, the production of a guy like Rafi or a guy like Alex. But our goal is as a team, to win more games. And I think there's a lot of different ways that we can do that, and leaning into pitching and defense is certainly one.
Hour two, that's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. You hear Craig Breslow yesterday going back and forth with Shaughnessy. I think that started the whole picnic table conversation.
Nice, good start.
He's like, hey, are you guys better than last year? He's like, well, I don't know. That does a lot of good to talk about.
No.
Can't really say.
All right, so last year they won 89 games, 89-73. They were third in the division behind the Blue Jays and the Yankees. Mm-hmm. They were way ahead of Tampa and Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Baltimore signed Pete Alonso this offseason, so maybe that'll change things, obviously. They made the postseason. They lost in three games to the Yankees. So that's the baseline for being better than a year ago.
Yeah.
Fangraphs, if you want to play this game.
Sure. Let's play it.
Has the Red Sox projected for, and we did this yesterday, Fangraphs zips with the home run predictions. No 20 home run hitters.
No, they're a little light.
And we all mocked that. Fangraphs also has the Red Sox projected for 90 wins, tied for first in the division.
Okay.
With the Toronto Blue Jays, two games up on Baltimore, three games up on the Yankees, Rays in last. Are they a better team than a year ago?
They are.
Wow.
It's crazy because I don't love the offseason, but when you add it all together, what they gained, what they lost, they're better. And I was at the front of the line wanting Pete Alonso the whole time. I wanted a 50 home run guy. I wanted Kyle Schwarber. I want all these guys that they didn't get. I would have even taken Bo Bichette. They didn't get him. But I kind of go all the way to the key players they lost from last year's 89 win team are Alex Bregman and Lucas Giolito. Is there anybody else even worth mentioning?
I mean, people want to lump Devers in there as well. If you want to play that game, I guess you can.
All right, they didn't have him after the deadline, and they actually scored more runs without him than they did with him.
Yep.
So, like, okay, I guess you had him too.
I don't really personally count him either.
I think it's more like for
the
money thing.
That was part of Shaughnessy's question. Shaughnessy's like, well, are you better than when you started the year?
Okay.
A year ago with Devers and all this. But no,
but the team that was in the playoffs and the team that I still expected to win the playoff series didn't have Devers.
Jordan Hicks.
Okay.
Great. He's gone. They lost him.
So Bregman and Giolito are out. And you added Wilson Contreras, Caleb Durbin, Ranger Suarez, Sonny Gray, and even Oviedo, who might be a decent like upshot. I know a lot of people like Oviedo. So like your rotation is better. And I like Giolito, but it's better with the upshot of Ranger Suarez and Sonny Gray. And who knows, maybe you even get more out of Toley and Early this year than you did a year ago.
I think that's a fair thing to budget for.
Their
yeah.
line, I don't love their lineup, but what was your which of the 18 Alex Bregman home runs was your favorite? Like, he wasn't this huge power bat that you lost.
No. Nope.
Also, defensively, I know he was coming off a gold glove the year that you got him. Durbin, statistically, a better defensive third baseman than Bregman is. So if you're talking about, oh, we got great pitching and defense, well, you did. You improved that. It's better.
I think it's a compelling argument. I think it's fair.
Your first basemans last year were like Romy Gonzalez. Your second baseman was like Nick Sogard. So if you have Marcelo Meyer, who I know can get hurt and was on the team last year, but you have Wilson Contreras, who's good defensively. He's 20 home runs, right? He might not, he's certainly not 30, but he might be 20 home runs. I think the team is better, and you have the best rotation in the American League.
I think it's compelling. I think it's fair. I think they're worse because I do think Bregman brought the winning quotient, which is hard to quantify. And I think despite he didn't have a ton of pop, you're right. And he was hurt and he wasn't the same player in the second half, even though, and we have to remind people of this, he was actually good in the three games in October.
Oh, no, no doubt.
He's one of the few guys who hit.
Yeah.
I just think that's hard to replace. So I'm not telling you they're going to be bad, but are they going to be better than 89 wins last year? I would take the under on that based on what we're looking at right now. And if you go through individually and you look at all these pieces, oh, I like Sonny Gray and I like, you know, Wilson Contreras and I like Ranger Suarez. Yeah. How's Suarez going to adjust to the AL East? How's Sonny Gray been the last couple of years? Wilson Contreras, I think you kind of know what you're going to get there.
Yeah, but isn't the NL East decent like where he was?
It is.
You know, it's some good lineups.
It's good. I don't think it's the AL East, mm-hmm. but it's good. So I'm just curious how some of that evolves. And I don't think we know. And I would say I'd expect worse out of Chapman. I'd expect worse out of Story. I think you can budget Crochet back in for the same production, but you're not getting better. Like, he's not going up. I think the only direction he's going is probably down, or you're making a face. Do you think he could go up?
No, but I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he kind of duplicates it.
So
you look at some stud pitchers, like, I kind of expect him to level off and
so
be like that.
If I had to bet on it, I'd say they're worse. I don't think they're significantly worse. They should be a playoff team, in my estimation. But I think you make a good point. When you individually look at what they added versus what they subtracted, you can make a case they're better. I just feel like the roster doesn't fit. It doesn't.
A lot of outfielders.
It doesn't fit together, and I think that's ultimately going to be the problem. It's a lot. This is like a Danny Ainge roster where it's like there's talent everywhere, and I like it.
Yeah.
Does it fit? Does it mesh? And I don't feel like this roster fits.
No, it may not. But you do have the DH, which last year that sort of started this whole problem, and you were kind of clogging that up. You didn't want to clog it up, but you know Roman Anthony or Jaron Duran or one of your outfielders can DH. So you do have spots for all four.
Yoshida might clog that up because they're paying him. He's on the roster.
Yeah, but like this,
and he can't play the field.
Is this the last year they're paying him though? Regardless,
I mean, I don't know. It's a problem for this year until they get rid of him.
But like, if Duran and Willy Abreu and Rafaela and Anthony are all healthy, my guess is they're going to be in the lineup way more often than they are.
Yoshida this year and next year.
Oh my god, that's insane!
Damn it!
But like,
18 per.
In fairness, he hit in the playoffs. If we're going to play that game with Bregman, he hit in the playoffs.
I do think there is. I agree with you that like some of the guys that were great last year, you might not be able to pencil in the same season. Like, I think Chapman and Trevor Story are two guys that easily could regress from the seasons they had. But then why can't Meyer or Roman Anthony? I'm just saying, like, these guys also could be a lot better. And I think last year, go ahead.
How much better can Anthony be?
Well, healthy, I mean.
Oh, like, okay. Just more games.
Play more games. Last year, Walker Buehler made 22 starts. Hunter Dobbins made 11, and Richard Fitz made 10.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think right now you're going to have that problem. That doesn't mean that Ranger Suarez is going to be like a Cy Young candidate, but you have so many options that if like Oviedo's really struggling, you don't give him 22 starts.
No.
You get him out of there,
Peyton
and then you get Peyton Toley in. Right.
Connelly Early, you're in there.
So I think the rotation is in a good spot. Even if Chapman regresses a little bit, you still have Whitlock. I think the bullpen's been pretty good.
The thing that Brad Foe brought up, and he tweeted this out weeks ago, the Rangers had the best ERA in baseball last year. And they did not
only
make the playoffs.
So far, yeah,
and so I'm a little worried. I'm double checking where I know they finished out of the playoffs. What was their actual win total?
I wish they had more home runs. I do. I wish they had more home runs.
Rangers last year were 81-81, 500, 9 games out of first in the AL West. So I don't feel like it's a balanced enough roster and it fits. I think going through individually, do they add more talent than left? I would answer that yes. But I don't know that the roster is cohesive and fits together. And the power is a significant problem. It is.
The lack of power. Yeah, I think you are putting a lot of pressure really on Roman Anthony to be as good, if not even better, than he was a year ago. And if he's an MVP candidate, which at some point
he could be.
I think he could be, but that might have to be sooner rather than later. Like, he might have to carry your offense.
Devil's advocate on that. Jaren Duran was an MVP candidate 2 years ago. They didn't make the playoffs.
True. Yeah, right. I think there's going to be more power with Anthony, but I get your point. Like, Jaren Duran was really good, but didn't have a lot of help. Yeah.
Anthony, changes your lineup more than Duran.
Also, I don't even – what are you going to get out of Duran, right? We've seen, three different versions of Jaren Duran. He could be the MVP candidate. He could be, an okay player. He could be a mess.
It's a lame answer. Isn't he probably in the middle of the last 2 years?
I think probably. But, where do you even hit him in the lineup? Is Roman Anthony – because Roman Anthony ended up being your leadoff guy. Do you just go back to that?
I wouldn't.
The numbers with him in leadoff are staggering with how much better he is leading.
Anthony?
Really good as a leadoff hitter.
Is that what you would do?
Well, I wouldn't, but the stats from last season also had Jaren Duran as a really productive cleanup hitter. It was odd. It didn't make sense.
Would you want Ohtani leading off?
I wouldn't do that.
No, I think
it's stupid they lead Ohtani off.
Schwarber leading off, but all these teams do wild stuff. It's not like the days of Ricky Henderson and Devon White and Kenny Lofton leading off over.
I'm still locked into those days. Still want Duran in the leadoff spot if he's in the lineup.
There's a DH in the National League now.
If you're facing a lefty, I'm okay dropping him down because he was so bad against lefties last year.
That's true.
Against a righty, I'm still leading off Duran, and I want Anthony two at the highest in the order, and I would still stick three or four. He's a middle of the order presence, or at least he should be.
Yeah.
Breslow, by the way, was asked about these Zips projections.
He was?
Yeah. Yeah. How could he not? It's a huge story on Jones and Keith yesterday.
Was
Keith?
He asked about Shredder at all, or did they leave all the Shredder?
You know what?
Out?
I don't know.
On the contrary, my aggressive amphibians.
It's a good question. Did he get asked about Shredder? I do not know.
Because
they're
really high on his left shoulders.
He should have been. If we're asking about Zips, they should have asked about the Shredder. But this is Breslow's answer to the Zips projection, which, again, if you're unfamiliar with that, I don't know how you could be if you listen to this show. It projects them for 20-plus home run hitters. That is the only team without a 20-plus home run hitter in baseball. Here's Breslow's response to that.
Yeah, I don't think we can get overly caught up in public projections. We believe not just in our materials and our tools, but also in our players and our staff. Trevor, right? He's going to be back, and we anticipate another full healthy season, and reason to believe that there's even another step forward for him to take, just given that so much of his time here was marred by injuries, and guys like Roman and Willie being healthy for full season. So, look, we may have someone who hits over 20 home runs. We may not. ultimately, we need to win more games.
I like that. We might.
We might.
He's not even he's.
We don't want to get talking about public projections. Yeah. Because they obviously have all their own models. He's the one that said Casas was 40-110 last year.
He was using public projections?
Those were his.
Those were just horrible proprietary projections?
Well, those look good because they were theirs. Yeah. They came up with some formula that had Casas being a Hall of Famer. And then he's well, I don't need to go to these ones because they're bad.
I understand. They shouldn't be looking at Zips and anything. They shouldn't. They should have their own internal models. Their models might be effed, and Casas is a good example of that, but they shouldn't be paying attention to what Fangraphs or Baseball Reference or, the Shredder.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be paying attention to any of that. No, they should have their own internal expectations, which is why I think it was Justin in D.C. called us yesterday, and he's like, they're not built for Fenway. I'm like, I bet with their models, they are significantly factoring in Fenway, where they think they found value in Durbin at 5'7", yanking home runs over the monster.
Right. Swing out of his shoes like Pedroia.
Or they think they found that Wilson Contreras might be a 20 home run hitter in St. Louis, but here he's a 30 home run. I bet they go too far with that stuff, to be honest.
Yeah, they might. Yeah, based on how they've gone with their, what they've added, also what they've kept, too. I think we were all waiting for an outfield trade or something to happen, and they didn't do any of that.
So – You think they're better, Keith?
I do.
What's your expectations for or what would constitute a successful year for the Red Sox? Making the playoffs just enough?
Well, you know me. Like for this sport specifically, I think once you make the playoffs, you could win the World Series or you could get eliminated in the first round. So I don't – like basketball different, football different. Like I usually set the goal as like depending on what the team is, you got to get to this round. Baseball, I think you just have to get to the playoffs. And so they won 89 last year. I would say a similar total, 90 wins, getting to the playoffs.
So they got to win a round. And I heard Curtis say this morning, ALCS. I think that's too much of an expectation. I was hoping if they went out and had a real offseason, Pete Alonso and bring back Bregman, ALCS, maybe a World Series, that would be an expectation. They better make the playoffs. If they don't make the playoffs, guess who's on the hot seat?
Oh, that's a disaster.
My guy, Craig.
Your guy, yeah.
My guy, Craig's on the hot seat if they don't make the playoffs. So they better make the playoffs.
Yeah.
What would be a successful year for me is you go around further than you went last year.
ALCS.
Thank you.
Well, if you are healthy in the playoffs, meaning like Garrett Crochet, Ranger Suarez, Sonny Gray, then yeah, probably we'll look at that matchup and I'll say you got to win that matchup.
Well, and I think once they get there, they are a team that's built to go on a run because of the pitching.
Well, then we'll see.
But you got to get there.
Does pitching, in fact, still win or does it win? Like, I don't know. We'll have a chance because that they should have that advantage, right? Even if the Yankees are healthy, the Yankees have a good rotation. With Garrett Cole coming back, like, that's pretty good. But anybody in the American League, until you get to the Dodgers, you should have the rotation matchup.
617-779-7937. Brad Foe on the way about 15 minutes from now. We'll get to your phone calls. Jerry is in Texas. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
Roman Anthony, as we speak, Roman Anthony or May? My call, Anthony. He was a grown man, had a big boy pants.
Roman
on.
Anthony or May what?
Which one you get?
Roman Anthony or May?
What?
As what? Like the face of Boston? What is this
What's
question?
What's the question? They can both play.
No, obviously they can. I'm going with Roman Anthony because he, in the short amount of time that he had, man, was impactful, and especially against the Yankees, man.
What about Drake May? Do you think he was impactful?
Keith, Roman Anthony or May? Answer the question. Well, just stop dodging the question over there. Answer it.
Like one of them to play left field or one of them to be the quarterback?
On the Red Sox, I will take Anthony.
You can only have one.
Yeah.
As a Boston sports fan, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess the quarterback.
Probably made the Super Bowl.
I'll take Drake May. He also did pretty well with the time he had.
Do I get Leah Anthony in this discussion?
No.
I don't?
Yes.
No, you don't.
All right.
It's not part of the deal.
All right. Then Drake May.
Yeah, we have to pick now? Don't make me pick between these guys. That's not fair.
No, guys. But Anthony or May.
Save it for Would You Rather there, Jerry.
Yeah, next Wednesday.
What was that?
We'll answer that next Wednesday.
Good
Speaking
Lord.
Of Roman Anthony, this came out yesterday from John Morosi. U.S. baseball officials are working through possible injury replacements for Corbin Carroll. He was part of this flood of handmade injuries yesterday.
These hand injuries, you got to watch your hands.
Lindor, Jackson Holliday, and Corbin Carroll.
All good players.
All had handmade, the same thing.
Yeah.
Which, again,
what are they
is
doing?
Like, that's not.
I think Reese McGuire had a handmade injury. Self-inflicted.
Yeah, let me tell you. 15-year-old Jones.
Broke both handmaides. I'm doing it right.
So, yeah, but not only this is it'll sap your power into the season. Like Ortiz has dealt with this injury in the past. Like this is one where even when you come back, you're not the same player for a long time. Stephen Kwan, Tyler Soderstrom, Riley Green, James Wood, Wyatt Langford, Kyle Stowers, and Roman Anthony all under consideration for the World Baseball Classic. Do you want Roman Anthony playing in this as a Red Sox fan?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, dude, you know me. I like country versus country stuff. I'm all in on the Olympics.
I do too. And he should be fully healthy from his oblique. It's not like he's coming back from an Achilles to talk about Tatum.
No, it
for
was
a
awesome a few years ago when it was Ohtani versus Trout and Ohtani was going nuts and like it didn't stop him from having an unbelievable year.
I don't know if I really?
I mean,
doesn't Jaren Duran play in it?
Okay,
didn't he play in it going into like his great year?
Yeah.
At some point in his career, do I want him playing in it? Sure.
Yeah.
Do I want him playing in it this offseason or do I want him in Red Sox camp?
But see, this is different than like a lot of other sports where like, so.
Let
like,
Kyle Stowers go.
No, but what's the difference? Like these guys need to prepare for the season.
So here's the difference. So Nick and I were arguing about this a little bit after the show because Nick agrees with you. And it's like, don't you want him getting ready for best on best? Wouldn't that get him in great shape? Yes. What if he goes there? Well, what if he goes there and struggles best on best, and that you know turns into like a cascading effect into the season?
Well, if that hurts his confidence, like if he strikes out against the Dominican Republic and it affects his confidence, then he's got bigger problems than we know.
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
But like, what puts him in the best position for success this year? I think I'd rather have him in Red Sox.
But flip side it, what if he has an awesome World Baseball Classic? Okay. Wouldn't he be like confidence through the roof?
Flip side that, what if he goes to the World Baseball Classic and gets hurt in a dumb meaningless tournament? No, that would help. I agree with that.
Giolito tore his UCL in spring training.
Yeah, and we've also seen guys have really good spring trainings and really bad spring
trainings. What's more likely?
And then they hit the regular season. And
guys going to the World Baseball Classic and throwing their arm out because it's a competitive environment versus you're playing Northeastern.
No, but worse would be being
foul ball off your foot. There goes your.
No, you could. I'm just saying, what's more likely? That.
But worse is being in the Four Nations tournament and you suffer an injury that derails the rest of your season, like Charlie McAvoy, and I still wanted him in it. Like, I still, as a fan, I like, obviously, the Olympics way more than I like the World Baseball Classic, but I still watch it. Right. I think those players love it.
McAvoy went in healthy, and McAvoy goes in as an established veteran. Yeah, yeah. Like, Anthony was hurt. He should be fine now. It was an oblique. He should have been fine by, like, the World Series, for God's sakes.
Yeah, right.
But he hasn't established himself yet as a major leaguer, and so I don't know. Where do I want his focus to be? I think here. It's close.
Yeah, but he's still the focus still is just getting ready for the season, right? It's not like, hey, right, go grind out a, you know, Grapefruit League game. It's like whatever you need to do to get ready. And I don't think that they usually have these guys go 9 innings, balls to the wall, no, especially if he's the last guy on the roster. He might not even play that
much.
Well,
that's a good point. If they're bringing him in and weighing it out with Wyatt Langford and Kyle Stowers, he might just be a spare part.
Right, because the team is loaded. Like, it's the star players. I also think there's nothing wrong with that, just sort of being around.
Getting him around those players?
Yeah.
I'll give you that. Yeah. But I personally think the risks outweigh the reward there, but you can agree to disagree.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
1-2, 2-1, none out. What a pitch this is. And it is swung on a miss. He got him. Fastball up above the zone, 99. Pitch is swung on a miss. He got him. It should be pork on sale today. That was an awesome two-seamer. And they're two away. Swing and a miss. He got him. Fastball. He did not walk him. He said, sit down. 98 miles an hour. For Crochet, third strikeout.
Garrett Crochet.
highlight from what was a remarkable first year at Fenway Park with the Boston Red Sox. Cy Young runner-up. He is indeed going to be the opening day starter for the 2026 season. Well, fingers crossed. I did enjoy that he took that, in stride, basically said, I'm still trying to make this team. That's the mentality I have, even though he is by far their ace, their best pitcher, one of the best pitchers in baseball. And also, Ted, I thought of your guy Tiger Woods when I was reading that Garrett Crochet was talking about his offseason spent learning a new pitch. Didn't look like he needed a new pitch.
Yeah, no. He's not changing his, whoops. He's just adding to his. He's not changing his whole swing.
Converting his changeup to a splitter, essentially. Ooh. He talked a little bit about when you're younger, they tell you it can put stress on your arm or something. But he's worked with a few different ones this offseason in Tennessee. I think he works out at Vanderbilt. Worked on a splitter, and he kind of likes where it's going. I'm always, even with joking about the Tiger when he redid his swing after winning the Masters, I'm always a little dubious of that, though, because you're like, you're so good. Like, why would you risk it? Like, why are you changing pitches? Why are you doing anything that could alter?
He's a craftsman. He's an artist. He's a filmmaker. He's never happy with the ending. He always wants to improve upon his work. I love that about him.
The last team we were talking about said, don't change the mac and cheese. Don't change the recipe. Yeah,
and look what happened. They should have changed the mac and cheese because they just got their footballs handed to them.
Seriously, bro.
Are we starting to feel the Red Sox season like football? I know it was just Sunday that we kind of turned the page from football to baseball season, but they're down there. I'm watching interviews. I'm watching, not highlights, but they're out there.
Fitzy, what do you think? Comparatively speaking to last year, how I felt? I don't know. It's kind of hard to get too excited.
I don't know, but I kind of like a few of these little nickel and dime moves they've made recently are making me think like, hey, you're not going to embarrass, Contreras, he's a pro's pro. Durbin, third place for Rookie of the Year last year. He'll play better defense at third than anyone else they have. They didn't pay the money for your boy there, Bregman, but,
Fenway Fitzy over here.
Guess what else happens? Guess what else? No, hold on. You know what else? This winter has sucked. We live on planet Hoth. It has been positively Antarctic. And when you think baseball, you think warmer weather. I'm already thinking of Fort Myers. I don't know how I'm going to get down there, but I'm going to try like hell by the end of March. And I'm thinking of hot dogs and cold beers and summer days. And that represents baseball. So that's probably why I'm a little wide-eyed and optimistic.
Come on, man. Let's go back and record. Let's go back and listen to our show the day that Bregman signed with the Cubs. And let's just hear what we were all saying then.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
And now all of a sudden it's like, I kind of like some of the pieces they've added. Really? Do we? I mean, have they?
Wait, I didn't say anything yet.
He's saying that about all of us.
Oh, okay.
Do we really think that this, now they're all of a sudden, they've made enough moves this offseason to satisfy our?
No.
Have they gotten better?
No.
Has the roster gotten better from last year?
I'm not sure about that.
No way.
And Dan Ball's doing the dog side head think, did they get better back there behind the screen?
It's a dumb question, right, Ted?
You think they got better, Dan Ball? Because I don't think they did.
Oh, you think
I was just kind of doing the plus and minus column or columns in my head. And no, with the loss of Bregman and the replacement of Caleb Durbin, the answer is no. Their bullpen is also significantly worse. Don't lose sight of that. Ranger Suarez is a definite addition. That's over Lucas Giolito and what you have.
So the starting pitching's improved.
Starting pitching is improved.
The bullpen has gone down.
Bullpen's gone down.
What's the lineup? How's the hit? How are we?
Wait, worse.
Hold on.
Worse.
Can I take one step back? Why is the bullpen markedly worse, Dan?
You lost Wilson. You lost Steven Matzall, folks. You traded Bernardino. You've lost that middle. Aside from Chapman and Whitlock at the back end, you lost a lot of the meat in the middle of your bullpen. So I consider it to be worse.
And Chapman on the back end, if you're being a realist, is not going to be as good this year.
Oh, gosh, no.
He had a ridiculously good year.
No.
And you look at the lineup, and other than Roman Anthony, who might be carrying a few more pounds if that video is accurate that I was watching.
You are fat shaming. Do you want to get him Ozempic or something?
Oh, he should just get on the Baseball Is in Boring Best Shape of Our Lives Awaken 180 program for the month of
That's
March.
That's what I'm doing.
Get in shape for the baseball season. But Dan Ball just said something, and this sort of quantifies something that I believe.
that what was the site you used, Dan Ball, that projected lineups and only projected one team to not have a 20 home run hitter?
Yeah, the model is called Zips, which is easier to say than Steamer. But yeah, the number it came out on Twitter earlier this morning. I saw that this model, this predictive model that gives out, you know, your projected win totals and all that kind of stuff. There was only one team in baseball that this model said would not have at least one 20 home run hitter. And that was the Boston Red Sox.
That would be beyond ghastly.
That's the wet blanket right there. Like, and that's kind of how I feel. I'm not excited about anybody in the lineup not named Roman Anthony. Like, I look at it, boom, boom, boom. You just go down the lineup. Nobody excites me. And you can use your, what's the Contreras, balls hit in the air to left field, pull rate over the blah, 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 blah. I don't care. He doesn't excite me. He can be fine. He can get 20 home runs. Are you getting excited about Wilson Contreras?
No.
Are you getting? You didn't even want Jarren Duran, and he's one of your players that's actually ranked best at his position in baseball, Jarren Duran, but you wanted to run him out of town.
He's your three hitter on opening day.
Yoshida's still here. Yoshida, my guy, still here. He's trying to bulk up, I guess, to hit some more home runs. Like, what are you excited about other than your ace? And also, I would say, as much as it may win, when you build a team around pitching in baseball, it's not as exciting. Alex Cora has told us on Wednesdays, excitement comes from offense. That's just the reality. At Fenway Park, when you're in the dugout, when you're in the stands, excitement comes from offense.
Can I get a hallelujah, everybody out there?
And there's nothing exciting about their offense.
Nope.
And that worries me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Have you been diagnosed with head or neck cancer? At Kansas City Proton Institute, we're delivering the future of cancer care with state-of-the-art proton therapy right here in KC. Proton therapy means increased precision, reducing side effects like dry mouth, difficulty swallowing, and the loss of taste as compared to conventional radiation. If you've been diagnosed, don't wait. Get your second opinion today and see KC's largest, most experienced proton therapy team. Visit kcpi.com, Kansas City Proton Institute, where you see the best in KC.